Shanti to all the beautiful souls present here. Today's topic is on Karmatit stage. Karmatit avastha means keeping oneself inert, no reaction to any kind of emotions and sorrows, always practicing deep meditation within oneself, ever ready to meet any sorrows or joy without any reaction. It is an unlimited stage. Everyone belongs to you, yet no one belongs to us. There is equality in our feelings for others, and nothing around us can disturb and attract us. The thought is always, I am a soul, a child of Shiv Baba, who is here in this world to benefit all. If we are in a soul conscious state in our day-to-day life, we will be free from bondages which will make our karmic account positive, and it will be easy and possible for us to reach the Karmatit stage. A stage where we perform actions not for show, name or fame or for material gain, but for eternal happiness. You can attain the Karmatit stage when you are conscious that you are an instrument of God, performing your duties according to His will. Even Christians believe in this, and the prayer of the Lord our Father, expresses, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And His will is we use our bodies for service in this world and our aim is to go back home to Paramdham. For our loved ones, we go to any extent to give anything. We are ready for any sacrifices without a second thought. This is unconditional love. We must also experience the same love of our Father who is loving us, who stretches out His arms to help us anywhere, anytime, regardless in what stage we are in. This is unconditional love which we must be able to believe and experience. His love motivates us to attend Karmatit Avastha. So in today's Murali, Avaita Murali, 23rd March 1985, Baba says about the attachment with people. You think so and so is a very good cooperative person with a good speciality and is virtuous. But you forget that it is the Father who made that one like that. If your intellect depends on someone, even in your thoughts, then that dependence becomes a support. And then at the time of need, instead of remembering the Father, we would remember that person. It is actually the attachment. Second thing is related to the facilities we use for service. We should use physical facilities for service only. When there is a little fluctuation with the facilities, service also fluctuates. Means we should not misuse the facilities. So Baba says, these are the two types of support of your foundation. Since you have to reach your Karmatit stage, you have to go beyond and be detached from every person, everything and every bondage of karma. This is called Karmatit stage. It doesn't mean to be detached from karma, but to be detached from bondages of karma, the duties. Third, next Baba saw some children are weak in their power of discernment. When there is stability, the power to discern automatically increases. To be a stable and concentrated means to be constantly lost in love for the one Father. Stable means constantly to experience the flying stage, means to be able to experience the higher percentage than yesterday, or progress. And this is very important for self-progress. If you are weak in your power to discern, you do not consider your weakness to be a weakness. You always try to prove yourself to be right. Try to imbibe the power to discern. Let your intellect be stable and concentrated. Then you will be able to see your weaknesses. These are the subtle bondages which will not allow you to fly. These will become obstacles in becoming ever ready. When you consider someone to be a support is actually not a support but a royal string or a royal thread. Father Brahma has a special love for the children and this is why he wants to see the children become ever ready and free from bondages. like him all the time. So to become complete means to leave the sides. To leave the sides means to have stepped away, to not make any person, any material, comfort or possessions your support. This is called being karmatit. Do not ever hide anything. When you hide something, it increases even more. Like we always say, for one lie, we have to speak 10 lies. Om Shanti.